Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, this week I've taken you all over the world, and today we'd like to go over and visit in Japan. A special spot in Japan, a military work. Danny McKittrick and his wife Haruna and their children are serving at Yokota Air Base, and they write, "We got the new year off to a hot start with our annual chili cook-off. We had 6 entries and a team of 4 judges. But one of the judges, Edwin, PCS to Korea the next week, but he was happy to pass judgment on chili before he left. I've got to stop here. Military folks speak in their own language. So if you don't know what PCS means, it means permanent change of station, and they get moved from, in this case, Japan over to Korea, and that's what happens in a military church. Well, let's back up to this man, Edwin. He was saved and baptized here, and he brought many visitors to church. He brought his girlfriend, Kayla, who ended up getting saved and baptized. And then Kayla brought 3 of her girlfriends to church this year. And we just visited 2 of them in the dorms last night. Please pray for them to keep coming to church and that they might be saved. Now, let's come back to the chili contest. Edwin did a fine job as judge along with the panel, and this year's winner was KD, and that makes 2 years in a row she has taken home the honors. I'm currently studying chili so that I might dethrone her next year, if the Lord wills. Well, missionaries have to have a good sense of humor or they won't survive and appreciate what the McKittricks are doing there at their place. Well, earlier in January, we had a ramen's night out. 12 guys showed up, and we took a train to Takikawa to enter the ramen square. It's a floor in a building dedicated to 7 different ramen noodle shops. We had a great time of fellowship, getting to know some of the guys, and also had a great time witnessing to a first-time visitor. The ramen was okay, but the camaraderie was excellent. And, of course, a lot of the military work is doing that, spending time with the men and women who are living there on those bases, and sometimes they get bored. And thank the Lord for these faithful missionaries who are there to love them and help them. Well, back on February the 13th, we held our annual Valentine couple banquet. This year, there were 10 couples, all of them married. We played some games, ate some food, and I shared a devotion with the intent of strengthening and celebrating our marriages. It's not surprising that the devil in this world want to destroy the essential and God-ordained institution of marriage. We then played the newlywed game where we asked the husbands to go downstairs while we asked the wives 10 marriage questions. And once they had answered, we brought the husbands back and excused the wives downstairs. The husbands gave their answers to the same 10 questions, and then we brought back the wives. The couples with the most matching answers won the game. And this year ended up being a tie between 3 couples, so we had a playoff, and Austin and Sammy were the winners and took home a big box of chocolates as the grand prize, and we had a lovely evening. And then in February, I had the privilege, Brother McKittrick says, of leading a young airman to Christ after one of the morning services. Andrew, who had been attending the services and been responsive during the invitations, we had a good conversation in my study, and I opened the Bible and walked him through the Romans Road, and Andrew obeyed the gospel, called upon the Lord to be saved. Please pray for Andrew to grow in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for so many prayers and faithful support. It's an honor to be missionaries to the folk here at Yokota Air Base.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.